A Sitka author who penned a fishy parody of The Night Before Christmas 9 years ago has discovered that even quick work can have long literary legs. Will Swaggle partnered with artist Colin Hereforth to publish an illustrated children's version of The Bite Before Christmas in 2009. The book and the story of how it was created occupy the center spread of this month's Pacific Fishing magazine. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
It was the night before Christmas throughout Sitka Sound. Not a creature stirred anywhere on the fish grounds. The hoochies were hung in the wheelhouse with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Catchy, isn't it? That's Swaggle reading from his modern adaptation of the 1823 classic by Clement Clark Moore. Swaggle appeared last December on the Alaska Public Radio Network's Talk of Alaska with a panel of authors and publishing industry experts. That might have been as far as anyone could expect a fishing poem to go, but Swaggle, just back from a tour, says The Bite Before Christmas has legs.
The fishing culture is so strong, it's like everybody got it immediately, and that's probably, you know, the most satisfying thing to me to see people in Gloucester, Mass, people in Port Orford, Oregon, people in Westport, Washington. They just look at it and they go, oh, this is about us.
Swaggle is a former newspaper reporter who now runs a weekly advertising circular called The Sitka Soup. The Soup has original editorial content, sometimes a crossword puzzle even, and a commentary called Our Town. All are written by Swaggle. The Bite Before Christmas came to Swaggle as he was staring down the barrel of a deadline, and his effort tided the Soup over for several Decembers.
But it was at least 5 years before the book came out that we had been running it every year in the Soup. And it was kind of like, I didn't have to write in Our Town for Christmas because I had this great poem that people were telling me to run again. And then people started saying, do a book, do a book, do a book.
Swaggle partnered with a local watercolor artist, Colin Hereforth, who worked a solid year on the 18 illustrations in the book. Bite is spelled B-I-G-H-T and refers to the small sheltered anchorages favored by Southeast trollers. Hereforth's paintings evoke not just the spirit of the holiday, but the spirit of traditional hook-and-line fishing. The first printing arrived in Sitka on the day before Thanksgiving in 2009. Swaggle says he must have caught the editors of Pacific Fishing magazine this year at the right time for their deadline. He says it was only a couple of weeks after his interview with Pacific Fishing's Don McManaman that The Bite was featured in the magazine's October centerfold. Now, like any author or artist who lands a hit, Swaggle is thinking about what's next, but he won't have any regrets if The Bite is his only keeper.
You know, if this is what I was known for, I guess I would be pretty happy with that because, you know, it's sweet and it's authentic and that's what I'd like to be.
Athwart to the starboard, I jumped with some dread, threw open the porthole and stuck out my head. And what should the dark waves I visaged now feature but a mythical skiff drawn by eight ocean creatures?
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.